The following is a recording where I share some thoughts on the idea of convenience, how dangerous it is, how it's sweeping our society like a plague, robbing us of our time, our effort, our energy, our health, physical, spiritual, emotional, how it's robbing us of the challenges that grow us and shape us, and how hunting is a solution to battling this convenience. And I especially want to address this video to anyone who is struggling, who has been wanting to get out there and hunt, who's wanting to get out there and harvest animals and experience the wholeness and fullness and richness of life that hunting can provide. This video is very much aimed at you, but also to anyone who's struggling with taking from the open hand of convenience more often than you really should. Now, what this video doesn't address, and I wanted to take a few moments to speak about, is a preconception that maybe I think that you should never do convenient things. And that's not true. You know, we live in a nuanced and balanced and complex world, and I'm not in any way suggesting in this conversation that you should sell your car and walk everywhere, or never buy food from the supermarket, or never even buy meat from the supermarket. I'm not suggesting that you should throw away your TV or delete all your social media accounts, although the latter, maybe that is a good idea, even if it means you don't listen to this content. Well, no, what I'm suggesting is that you need to have a balanced life. And for many people in our society, this is not the case. This is not the reality. We are taking way too many things that are convenient for us to soothe us, to help placate our issues when we should be embracing the challenge and learning and growing. So I hope that you find this conversation helpful. I hope that you find it useful. If you do, I really want to encourage you to share it with a friend, maybe someone who's going through the same thing, maybe someone who you've been discussing about how you really want to go out hunting, but you haven't yet gone and done it yet. Share it with them as a form of encouragement. Also, later in the video, I do talk about the Australian Hunters Club, and I think it's one of the ways that you can overcome this complacency, overcome this desire to continually take things that are convenient. And I do want to invite you, if you're interested, to become a member of our community. AustralianHunters.com.au is where you can learn some more, where you can learn about how we give away guided hunts every single month, professionally guided hunts and hunting experiences, how you can win hunting products, how you can get your genuine reason, how you can use our members directory to connect with hunters, local hunters, find them, go to events, host events yourself, all sorts of cool things. You can check it out at AustralianHunters.com.au. But for now, let's go to the conversation where I talk about convenience. I want to sit down and take some time in this video to talk about convenience and how dangerous and damaging convenience is. How convenience is a plague that is sweeping our society, that is robbing people of their hope, robbing people of experience and adventure, mental health, physical health. That's robbing you of your purpose. And I want to speak about some ways that I believe we can combat that convenience and push in and lean into some healthy activities like hunting that can hopefully unlock some health and some freedom and some happiness for you. Now, this video is going to be long form, uncut, unscripted. I'm literally hit record and I'm going to speak to you, and whatever comes out, comes out. And that might be difficult to listen to. I hope that I can hold your attention because I want to offer you some tips and tricks and advice and direct actions that you can do directly after this video to start implementing these positive mechanics and habits into your life if you're feeling this way. And if you're feeling this way, if you're feeling lackluster in life, like you have no purpose, maybe you've been wanting to get out and hunt for a while, but you're finding it difficult to get motivated, or you're finding yourself just watching TV all the time and never getting out, and it's always going to be a shoulda, coulda, woulda, maybe in the future I'll get out hunting or start taking control of my life. If you find yourself in that position, I really want to encourage you to stick to the end. If you turn off this video, you're going to rob yourself of the opportunity to learn and grow. And so please, I know it might be long, but stick with me if you want to grow, if you're serious about growing. Let's talk about convenience. We live in a world where you can get whatever you want, whenever you want, within the resources that you have available to you. And for most people, myself included, We are resource rich. We have so much. We have access to so much. Even money that's not even ours, we have access to. You can walk into a supermarket and you can pick whatever you want off the counter. It's like this magical place where you can get 20 different types of beans, 40 different types of loaves, 1,000 spices, high-fat milk, low-fat milk, skim milk, almond milk. It's just, if you were to take someone from 200 years ago and you place them in a modern-day supermarket, literally a market that has been superfied, that's not even a word, they would think they were in Nirvana. They would think they had reached heaven because it's so convenient. In terms of entertainment, it is so convenient for you to be entertained when you want to be entertained, whether it's sitting on your phone, whether it's watching TV, whether it's playing video games, computer games. Streaming services have made this convenience so easy to get sucked in. And I don't know about you, but even myself, I find myself time and time again sitting and spending large quantities of time just scrolling through content, not even consuming content. It's so convenient to access content that we spend a large portion of our day scrolling through it, managing it, filtering the content, not even watching the content, when we could be out having meaningful, lasting, positive, healthy, and happy experiences. Cars. Moving from point A to point B. It seems a simple enough thing, but it's incredibly convenient and powerful to get from one place to the other. Again, you take someone from 200, 300 years ago and you show them that they could travel from one city to another city in a couple of hours would blow their mind. A trip that would otherwise take days. To go across the country a week, depending on where you live. We take these things for granted and we take them because we can, because they're provided to us either cheaply, inexpensively, or free when it comes to things like social media. And because we can take it, we can take it quickly, we can access it quickly, and we get those instant endorphin hits, we don't question whether we should. We don't stop and question whether we should. And this convenience has kind of slowly eased into our lives and taken over without us even knowing. Because it's been incremental. It's like, yeah, a supermarket's a good thing. Of course it's a good thing. You know, I can access all these different things. So you kind of give it the tick of approval in your mind. Yeah, supermarkets must be good. And then, you know, you get a car and you're like, of course a car's better than riding my bike or walking. Because I can get from point A to point B. I can get my job. I can do this. I can do that. And then you give it a tick. And all of a sudden you find that you're ticking all of these things separately, independently, without thinking about the greater whole and whether it's a positive thing in your life to have a sum total of all these different convenient things. The truth is that convenience robs you. It steals from you. It steals from you opportunities. Opportunities to grow. Opportunities to learn. Opportunities to face challenges that aren't convenient. You see, challenges, difficult things in life, is the mechanism by which you jump over the gap of having not learned something and having grown and learned something. That's what a challenge is. It's an opportunity to grow. And for some reason, we've given up on challenges instead to take convenience because it's soft, it's calm, it's reaffirming. It helps us numb the difficult world. And the great tragedy of this time, the great tragedy of this day, is that a difficult world is not a bad thing. A difficult world is a really, really good thing because it provides to us opportunities, challenges to grow, to get better. I find myself, and I wonder if you do too, taking from the open hand of convenience way too often when I could be out
taking the extended hand of a challenge and learning and growing. I don't care how much YouTube you watch, how much TikTok you watch, how much Netflix, Stan, binge you watch, they are not going to challenge you. They are not going to challenge you. You might walk away feeling like, oh, that was interesting. But it doesn't get to the root of who you are. It doesn't get to the core of who you are. It doesn't change you. And the issue is, even if you are, let's say you do get challenged by a documentary, you watch a really hard-hitting documentary that really kind of somehow breaks through the static of your mind and your heart and gets in there. Well, you're only going to replace that with another video, another documentary, another series in the next hour, two, day, week, doesn't really matter. We overlap convenience in our life to such an extent that there's no room left for challenge. Challenge is inconvenient. And why would we take inconvenience when we can take something that is soothing? I want to challenge you in this video to take the difficult path, take the challenging path, to embrace the challenge. And I think hunting is a beautiful way to do this. It's such a rich and wholesome activity. I don't want to speak about it too much because I speak about it all the time, but hunting provides you this incredible opportunity to distance yourself from convenience, to make it difficult for convenience to extend its hand. When you're out hunting, the hand that's extended to you is often the hand that's slapping you across the face. It's tough love, but it is love nonetheless. And it's a love that you can embrace, a challenge that you can embrace to grow, to get out into nature. I could have filmed this from home in the studio. I've got a boom mic here, I've got a mixer over here, I've got a camera over here, a tripod. I had to take clothes, I've got extra batteries. I've had to spend time to go out into this space to film this in this environment because it is challenging. Because it is good. Because it is good to push yourself. It's good to hike into the woods with a whole bunch of gear and have an experience that you otherwise haven't had before. When you're hunting, you're equally stimulated. In fact, I would argue you're more stimulated than when you're watching TV. And you have these little micro challenges that you have to overcome. And it gives you a space for your mind and your heart to breathe, to push your body outside of its normal comfort zone, to sweat, to strain, to grow muscle, strengthen sinew, bone. It's an incredible opportunity. And then when you do, finally, kind of take that challenge and master it and beat it and overcome it and bring an animal down and harvest it and then learn and take home that meat, then you're feeding your body, you're feeding your families. It's such an incredibly enriching environment that not just challenges your body, but challenges your mind, challenges your heart, because you have to grapple with ethics. You have to grapple with the, should I pull the trigger? Should I be in this place? Is it safe for me to be in this place? Has this animal been over-harvested in this area? Should I let this young buck live so that he becomes an old buck? It's all these questions that you have to grapple with, that you don't have to grapple with when you're taking from the hand of convenience. And so maybe I've convinced you that you should get out there and hunt. Maybe you were convinced of that before. Or you thought you were convinced about that before. Maybe that's why you're watching this video. But even if you're convinced, you lack the motivation to go out and do it. Because if you were motivated, you would have already done it. This video wouldn't be impactful for you. If you're already motivated, you wouldn't be here watching me. You'd be out here somewhere doing it. So what are the 2 points of motivation that can help you actually get out there? I believe there are 2 main ones. First one is pretty simple, fear. Again, dirty word. We don't like it. Fear is a good thing. Fear is a very good thing. In fact, fear is a very strong motivator. What kind of fear am I talking about? Well, there's like FOMO, fear of missing out. But deeper than that, what sits at the heart of FOMO is actually a fear of death. It's a fear of loss of opportunities, lack of opportunities. How do you use this? How do you tap into that fear? How can you use that to motivate you to get out there and hunt? Here's a simple way. Go buy a jar, a big jar. Go buy a whole bunch of lollies, 5,000 lollies. Put them in that jar. See, 5,000 of anything, the number 5,000, is roughly how many weeks a human lives for. Then, from that jar, take out the amount of lollies that represents the weeks that you've already lived. Straight away, that's already going to confront you, okay? That's how much lollies you've got left in your life. And you can't eat them. Don't eat those lollies. You've got to throw them in the bin. They're done. They're gone. You can't get them back. In fact, you've wasted them. Then, from every day forward, when you wake up, you can go and have a lolly. Take a lolly out. Eat it if you want to. Throw it in the bin if you want. It doesn't really matter. Over the days, weeks, months, years, you will start to watch that vessel of opportunity, vessel of potential, vessel of life, smaller and smaller and smaller. A constant reminder of what you're missing out of. Maybe at some point you thought, I was going to go hunting here, go on that adventure, climb that mountain, swim in that river, jump off that bridge, whatever you want to do. Doesn't matter, whatever you wanted to do. And you're now here and you haven't done it yet. That's what you've got left to work with. There's always going to be a last time you go hunting, a last time you kissed your loved ones, last time you do that fun thing that you want to do, last time that you make that thing. There's a last of every experience that you can imagine. When will be the last time that you do it? Will you push those experiences right up to the very end and take as much out of life as you can? Or will you waste them? Lose them? It's one way that you can motivate yourself with fear. Second way that you can motivate yourself is by being inspired. And hopefully this video has already inspired you in some capacity. But how do you get inspired? Again, Netflix, Stan, TikTok, YouTube, it's not going to inspire you. Not really. Might get you on the path towards seeking inspiration, like this video hopefully does, but it won't actually inspire you. See, inspiration has to come from a deep place of engagement. I would argue a book can inspire you. A solid book, a deep book, a rich book. A person can. A group of people, surrounding you with people who are inspirational, listening to their stories, listening to their wisdom, taking on their challenges. That can be inspiring. Music can be inspiring. Live music, even more so. There are plenty of ways that you can be inspired. Find the inspiration. Put the work in to be inspired, to be challenged. That will help you get motivated to go out and do your thing. It's really important that you stop viewing the word challenge or hard as negative terms. If that word triggers you, then you've already lost. You need to overcome that. You need to find a way to flip in your mind the narrative that a challenge, that something that is difficult, something that is hard, is a really good thing. It's something that you should actively seek out. Because I guarantee you, the joy you'll feel, the fullness of life that you'll feel, the health that you'll feel, when you overcome that challenge, will be so worth it. Greater than sitting and living in fear, living in complacency. Because the reality is, and here's a bit of wisdom for you, people don't remain stagnant. No one stays the same. People are sharks. You move forward, you move backwards. You stay in the middle, you die. It doesn't exist. People are either growing or they're regressing. So the question is at the moment for you, what are you doing? Are you growing or are you regressing? So, point to the end of the video. What are some things you can do right now? Right now, not tomorrow, not in an hour's time. Literally once this video stops, what can you do to start yourself on this journey towards a fuller, richer, more healthy life through hunting? The first thing that you can do is grab your calendar whether it's a physical calendar, whether it's a notepad, whether it's an alarm on your phone, whether it's a digital calendar, find a wild place near you and book some time to go there. Our calendars are sacred. In the secular world, the most sacred thing we have is our calendar. It dictates everything that we do. If you put it in your calendar and you're serious about your calendar, you will follow it. So go speak to the loved ones that you need to speak to and book some time in a wild place. It doesn't even have to be a place that you necessarily can hunt. You might not even have your firearms license. You may have never done any hunting at all. It doesn't matter. Get yourself a water bottle. If it's a time like this in the summer, a snake bite kit. Drop a GPS pin somewhere that you can access with your car and drive there and walk around for a couple of hours. Breathe in the air, soak in the stimulus. See some wild animals, maybe not see some wild animals. Walk, burn your muscles. Start to develop the habit of getting out into wild places. There is nothing stopping you doing that. There is zero stopping you from doing that. If you don't have a car, walk. If you have a bike, ride. There is nothing stopping you. There is no excuse not to do this. And if you don't do this, then you're not serious. You're not ready. I would argue you don't want to be happy. If you want to be happy, book it in. Second thing that you can do goes back to what I was talking about before in terms of inspiration, but it also lends itself towards accountability. And that is find a community of people who are like-minded, who are already doing this, who are already connecting in this way. Maybe it's a hunting club like the Australian Hunters Club. Maybe it's something else, a hiking group or something. Go find people that you can connect with who can help you in this journey. If you want to join the Australian Hunters Club, australianhunters.com.au, we'd love to welcome you into our community and connect you with like-minded people. Go and find a place that you can be inspired, but also kept accountable. And don't just join a club and then wait for people to connect with you. That's a victim mindset. Don't do that. Jump in a club and use the tools in that club, like the Australian Hunters Club have. We have a members directory that you can access to find local members. We have a Facebook group and chats, individual chats. We have harvest records where you can find what people are harvesting in various areas and contact them. You can host your own event. You can host your own hunt. You can go on other people's hosted events, other people's hosted hunt. There's a whole bunch of ways that you can connect. Find a community and connect. The onus is on you. Don't wait for people to come to you. Take the initiative. That's the second thing that you can do. I hope that these actions you can use. I hope you can get out there. I hope that you can find wellness. I hope that you can embrace challenge and find that thing in your life that's going to bring you happiness. All right. Till next time. See ya.